he's trying to do another timeline.
You know what? I defer my time to you, Coco
okay.
Lion, for the AM PM report.
All right, it's time for the AM PM report. Big happy birthday going out to everyone who is celebrating today. I hope you have a wonderful birthday despite everything that's been going on this weekend. I hope your birthday isn't overshadowed. Today would have been the birthday for the late comedian John Witherspoon. He was born on this day
back in
1942. Also, today everybody is basically just recapping everything that happened over the weekend. Last weekend was a really big weekend. The Grammys took place out in L.A. and there were a lot of parties that went on before the Grammys. Beyonce and Jay-Z had their Roc Nation party, which really, really set the stage. Everybody was talking about that more than any other party. You've probably seen the pictures on the internet. What did you think about that? Did you see some of that? It's sort of like the new Rat Pack. Everyone was there, except notably Kanye West was
not
there.
Well, there's no love lost between them, I don't think. Right, Kanye and Jay-Z?
I think they fell out, didn't they?
That's not surprising.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's not surprising. No. Also, another party that happens every year that weekend is the Clive Davis party. And this year, everyone was there. Diddy was there. And Diddy actually spoke out about black artists and how they're treated at the Grammys. And he did this at Clive Davis's party. This is what he said.
But there's something I need to say to the Grammys. Y'all be killing us, man. I'm speaking for all the artists here, the producers, the executives. For most of us, this is all we got. This is our only hope. Truth be told, hip-hop has never been respected by the Grammys.
Seven people clapping.
Has never been respected by the Grammys to the point that it should be.
So what do you think about what he said? He said this at Clive Davis's party.
I think there's power in that. I think, you know, speak to the people in the room that could, I guess, make a change or whatever.
I think you got to, you know, the makeup of these things just is just not
set up.
I mean, we're in SAG. We're in SAG-AFTRA.
Right, exactly.
We vote on the SAG-AFTRA stuff.
That means
you get every single movie.
Right.
And do you watch every single movie? No.
Right.
You watch your favorites.
Right.
So the same thing happens with the Grammys.
Right.
To get all the products that come out that year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to listen to hip hop if they don't even like hip hop? Probably
right.
not.
No, they're not.
And they're going to go with the most high profile or the person they saw, the black guy they saw on the Tonight Show and vote.
Right.
And that's how it works.
And then also the little quote unquote corruption and things that have been going on besides
that. Labels pay off.
We just heard from the former head of the Grammys who left because she said it's too much of a, you know, old boys and network and the whole thing. And let me also go on the record to say.
She wasn't tight-lipped, she was thin-lipped.
Okay.
Let me also go on the record to say Lizzo was robbed.
Okay.
Period.
Right.
She was robbed, period.
Right.
And Billie Eilish is cool. She's the youngest one. There's no way she's going to win all four top categories.
Right.
Come on
Album
now.
Of the year,
and Lizzo opens up the show. Like, why didn't Billie Eilish open up the show?
Right.
I'm just, thank you.
Okay. But that's true. They want.
And Lizzo was everywhere. Every format, everywhere.
Well, they wanted on the show for ratings, I think, probably to make everybody look in.
Okay, anybody trying to see your other girl perform? Heck, no, you imagine if she opened the show? Oh, my goodness, like, they would have jumped out a window.
No disrespect. I mean, she did her thing.
Right.
But, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
And one thing everybody was talking about was Usher's performance because they did a tribute to Prince. And she said, this is a little bit of what you miss.
I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways.
Okay, I like Usher, but I just got to stop that right now. I mean, what do you think?
It's hard. I mean, who can cover Prince?
You need a great falsetto singer. Like, I think we could come here and sing
Roach
some
Ames.
Some other people.
Roach Ames ain't
ready.
I don't know. Let Sheila
Eagle. Bilal's the best guy.
Where's
to cover,
Morris Day? He's at home.
All right.
Right.
And
I mean,
I'm mad at his tailor for them damn pants.
You know what? I tell you what. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we have tickets for you to see the host. How'd you think Alicia did?
She was good. She was good. I thought she was good.
She's just, she's good. She's solid. I love how she opened it up. Yeah. I just need some more, like, energy from it. It's, it's a weird, it seems, just like Billie Eilish, it just seems a little random to me. And that's all, and no disrespect. I thought every number she did was good. The hosting part, that's what I'm talking about.
We want to hear from you. Call us.
TV News in the morning. Radio fun in the afternoon. Is Allison Seymour and her hubby, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.